This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India's health infrastructure has become stronger in the past few years. Addressing a post-budget webinar on Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, fulfilling aspirations of the people, Mr. Modi said fulfilling the aspirations of the people is not merely a matter of discussion, but the very foundation of the budget and the commitment of the government. He highlighted that the country is working with a vision towards preventive and holistic health, with hundreds of new medical colleges opening in many districts. Emphasizing the rise of care economy, Mr. Modi said the growing global demand for caregivers is creating new skill-based employment opportunities for lakhs of young people in the country.
हमारे योग और आयुर्वेद पूरी दुनिया में पॉपुलर हो रहे हैं आप सभी इसके विभिन्न पहलुओं पर संवाद अवश्य करेंगे लेकिन एक अहम विषय जिसका मैं जिक्र करना चाहूंगा वो है केयर इकोनॉमी आने वाले दशक में देश में सीनियर सिटीजंस की संख्या तेजी से बढ़ेगी इसके अलावा आज वर्तमान में दुनिया के कई देशों में केयर गिवर्स की भारी मांग है इसलिए अब हेल्थ सेक्टर में लाखों युवाओं के लिए नई स्किल आधारित रोजगार के नए अवसर तैयार हो रहे हैं
Asserting that India is moving towards an innovation-driven economy, the Prime Minister called upon academic institutions to transform their campuses into hubs of industry collaboration and research-driven learning to provide students with essential real-world exposure. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said the government is closely monitoring the emerging developments in West Asia and relevant ministries are coordinating to ensure an effective response. Making a statement in the Rajya Sabha regarding the situation in West Asia, Dr. Jaishankar said given the severity of the situation, the government is working to ensure that both the security and safety of citizens are protected. He said the government believes that dialogue and diplomacy continue to pursue to de-escalate in the region. He said India has warned residents in Iran in January 2026 to avoid non-essential travel to Iran and the residents were asked to register with the Indian embassy and exercise due caution.
India is in favor of peace and urges a return to dialogue and diplomacy. We advocate de-escalation, restraint and ensuring the safety of civilians. Two, the well-being and security of the Indian community in the region is our priority. We will continue to work with the governments of the region towards that end. And three, our national interests, including energy security and trade flows, will always be paramount. I'm confident, sir, that the government has the full support of this august house on this matter.
The second phase of the budget session of Parliament commenced today. When the Lok Sabha met at 11 a.m. for proceedings, the House paid tributes to the sitting MP from Shillong and leader of Voice of the People Party, Dr. Ricky Andrew J. Sincon, who passed away recently. The House also paid tributes to the four former members, including Kumari Sushila Tiriria, Devi Baksh Singh, Purnamashi Ram and K.P. Unnikrishnan. The members of the House also observed silence for a while as a mark of respect to the departed souls. After paying tributes, the House was adjourned till 12 noon. The BJP has appointed central observers for the upcoming biennial polls to the Rajya Sabha in Bihar, Odisha and Haryana. Chhattisgarh Deputy Chief Minister Vijay Sharma and Union Minister Harsh Malhotra will be the party observers in Bihar, while Gujarat Deputy Chief Minister Harsh Sanghvi will oversee election in Haryana and Minister in Maharashtra government. Chandrasekhar Bavankule has been appointed as central observer in Odisha. BJP President Nitin Naveen has made these appointments today. Rapper turned politician and popular figurehead of Gen Z revolution, Palendra Shah is set to become Nepal's next prime minister after his party Rashtriya Swatantra Party RSP secured a landslide victory in parliamentary elections. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading more than 2.2% down in forenoon trade today. The Sensex fell 1,754 points to 77,164, while the Nifty lost 555 points to 23,895 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.